We're doing Pirkei Avot with the Jewish home. We're up to Perek Daled, Mishnah, Yud Zayin, or Yud Chet, or Yud Gimel, depending on which edition you're looking at. Rabbi Nehorai Omer. Rabbi Nehorai says, Rabbi Nehorai means light. Hevei gole limkom Torah. Exile yourself to a place of Torah. Ve'al tomar shehi tavo acharecha. And don't say the Torah is going to come after me. Because having friends around you who keep Torah, that will sustain it in your hands. And don't rely on your own understanding. So the simple reading of the Mishnah says, make sure wherever you go, it's a place of Torah, because if your environment is Torah, then you will be Torah. Don't assume you're smart enough to do it yourself. And the first understanding, the simple understanding, is critical in its own right. One of the greatest mistakes that Machon Meir students make is that they go to a place where there is no Torah. And the reason they make this mistake is because they usually come from a place where there is no Torah. So if you come from a place where there's no Torah and you say, look at how far I got without having the support system. Look at how much I accomplished without it. I made it all the way to Machon Meir on my own, and then I became this huge Talmud Chacham at Machon Meir. So now I could continue going back to a place. That's the norm. That's what people are used to. The average person at Machon Meir did not grow up in a Torah observant community, and so it's very natural for them to go back to a community that's not Torah observant, which is a terrible, terrible error. The fact that you guys made it out, well, you guys are the minority. Most people do not. Think of all your friends. Think of all the other people who grew up in these communities and ended up intermarrying and ended up destroying their whole future. And the Torah community will support a person to continue being a Torah Jew. And going to the opposite type of community has the opposite effect. And this is a rule that shows up in Halacha and in Mishnah and all over. And it's a rule that a person has to take to heart. The community affects us. Even the Navi Yirmiyahu, the prophet Jeremiah, lamented the fact that he's stuck among these people who are not Torah observant. So a person has to choose a place that's going to be conducive to where he wants to go spiritually and conducive to his children. So that's the simple reading of the Mishnah, and that's important in its own right. But now let's take apart the Mishnah, because when you look closely at the Mishnah, each word over here teaches us another concept. Firstly, Rabbi Nehorai does not say, go to a place of Torah. Rabbi Nehorai begins by saying, hevei gole. Exile yourself. People often think, I could learn Torah in my parents' home when you go to visit your parents. I could learn Torah in my own home when you get married. And it doesn't work that way. The truth is that in your own home, the phone rings and your wife calls you and your children call you and your parents call you. And there's the internet and there's the cell phone and the house phone. And there are endless amounts of distractions. You walk into a Beis Medrash, even if you're not one of those people who correctly shut their phones, but you leave it on, that's only one distraction. At the end of the day, you're still in a Beis Medrash. So the first tip he's telling you, and this is a very important tip within the home, is avei gole, you got to go to exile. If you think you're going to succeed in learning at home, that's very rare. And one good piece of advice that I got from my teachers when we first got married was, take yourself an apartment with an extra room. Meaning, take an apartment with an extra room, with a room that you could go into and close the door and learn. Because as much as your wife wants you to learn and she's dying for you to learn Torah, at the end of the day, if you're sitting right there in the room and she's on the phone, so you could anticipate that you will not have 3 minutes of learning without her asking you a question. And of course, after you answer, she'll say, learn, 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 I want you to concentrate, I don't want to disturb you, right? If she appreciates it's important to you, she wants you to learn. But the nature of the relationship is that for women, this wouldn't be a distraction. Whatever they do, they could talk to other people as they do it. It's very common that a woman will say, I have a ton of laundry to fold, so who should I call? Because to them it's natural that whenever you're doing something, you're talking to someone as you're doing it. And to learn Torah that way doesn't work. But as much as she might want you to learn Torah, you cannot expect her to be in the same room with you and not distract you 15, 20 times an hour. And you're not going to succeed in learning that way. And if you want to succeed in learning at home and you don't want to get into fights, so it's very conducive to have a side room. Even there, she'll come and ask you two or three questions an hour. but it won't be 15-20. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean the numbers I'm saying literally. So, firstly, the first tip the Tana gives us is Heve Gole. Go into exile to learn Torah. The exile could be the shul across the street. The exile could be the shul around the corner or the shul that's 15 minutes away. I had a friend who used to leave this neighborhood and go to a different neighborhood to learn in the Beis Medrash. He said, if I'm right here, so then it's too tempting when my wife needs a hand to pick up the kids, I'll just go pick up the kids. When she needs a hand with the groceries, I'll just go help her with the groceries. And at the end of the day, you're just doing this and just doing that, but you're not getting any learning done. If you go to the next neighborhood, well, you're not going to take a bus 15 minutes back and 15 minutes there to just help her with the kids. So if you want to stop your whole day and not accomplish anything in learning and be around and help all day, fine. But if you think you want to accomplish something in Torah, so then you have to work it out with your wife. And if that's the direction you want to go, so then have a gole. The first tip is you got to leave. And the second tip is limkom Torah. People sometimes think all I need is a quiet room. No, a place of Torah is conducive. Other people around you that are in the same atmosphere and they're producing in the same direction, so that helps a person grow. And don't assume the Torah will come after you. The simple understanding here is that a person says, I have my books, I have my MP3 player, I have my internet, I have machonmeir.net, I have torahforme.org, I can learn Torah online, 613.org, so many sites I could learn. It's true, you could and you should take advantage of that, but there is no replacement for a mekom Torah, a place of Torah. There's no replacement. You can't get the same thing. And you can get a lot. Kol kavod to all you guys out there learning Torah. Good for you. I mean, it's better than not learning Torah, but you should enroll Machon Meir and come here. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here. If not here, a different yeshiva. But there's no substitute for being in the environment of a Makom Torah, a place of Torah. And a person has to know, Shechaveirecha yekaimua biyadecha. It didn't say Rabotecha. The Mishnah didn't say your rabbis are going to keep you in line. The Mishnah didn't say your rabbis will keep you advancing. The Mishnah said, Chaveirecha, your friends, the people you're living with, Yekaimua biyadecha, they will help you keep the Torah. It's about who your friends are. Who do you go to shul with? What environment are you in? I spoke to a person who I just met this past Shabbos. He told me that he left the United States, and the first year and a half, he had a terrible operation, a spiritual operation that was taking place. Because in the United States, he felt that everything was gauged in the material world. Everyone was gauged. The way you viewed people and the way you evaluated people was, what type of car does he drive? What type of home does he live in? What type of job does he have? That was the value system. And here he came to Israel, and he happened to land in a very Torani community, a community where people work, but they also learn Torah. The community, I happened to visit this past Shabbos, they daven the 3:15, 3:30 in the morning, they start having shiurim. Not one, but four. Four shiurim in that community. The main minyan on Shabbos morning is a vesikin minyan. The main minyan is, you go to the 8 o'clock minyan, you have a small crowd. You go to the Nate's minyan, they're packed. So you have a community where the whole community is working people, but they're all very, very Torah-oriented. So he lands in this community, and he's coming thinking about what cars do people drive and what jobs do they have and the way he lived in the United States. And suddenly that's being torn out of him. That's not the way other people are viewing people. You're not talking about the rabbis of the community. You're talking about the people, his friends. And he said it took him a year and a half, and he felt like something was being torn out of him. Now he's a different person. Now he views the world differently. But growing up in one community, coming to a different community, took him a long time because you're used to something. But the Mishnah tells us the important point there is chavirecha, your friends. You could say the rabbi of the community is a big Talmud Chacham, very good. The question is, who are your friends going to be in that community? Chavirecha yekaimua biyadecha. Your friends are what's ultimately going to define who you are. Who do your children play with? Are they going over to houses where there are improper things on TV all the time, where you have to wonder what they're seeing? Or are they going over to houses where you can be comfortable with what they're seeing? Chavirecha, who are your friends? Who is the community you're in? Velbinatchal tishein, and it's always tempting to say, it's okay, I'll have a good house, and I'll have a good wife, and I'll learn, and I'll listen. The Mishnah says, don't trust your own knowledge. Very often it's tempting to assume, I know where I want to go in life, so I could be strong, I could do it. No. I don't want to scare you, but I could tell you that this Mishnah has proven itself. We've had students who have tried both sides, and the statistics are with this Mishnah, overwhelmingly. Those students who went to no man's land, went out to places where they didn't really have a system, they didn't really have a community. We have students all over the world. I don't want to say places because I hope they're still listening to classes. I don't want to discourage them. But the feedback we get from them themselves is that they're not where they'd like to be. If I get a Facebook invitation for an event Saturday night at a bar in Midtown Manhattan, so I sort of understand the guy's not keeping Shabbos anymore. And the guy told us when he was leaving us, he said, if I go back to my friends in Midtown Manhattan, I don't know how I'm going to stay religious. And he was very into it when he was here. So that's one story, but there are many stories. The statistics are those who go to an environment where their friends are in the direction of Mekom Torah, place of Torah, that's where they end up. And those who take the other route, it's very, very hard, and the statistics are against them. So the Mishnah gives us a great tip. First of all, you should know, to succeed in learning Torah, you gotta move. Usually, you gotta get away from your old neighborhood. There's a lot more to say on the Mishnah. If you want, you can see that the Tiferes Yisrael, he has five tips, five benefits for going away from home. He says, your childhood friends keep you in your childhood. The people who know you as a kid, you feel you have a hard time developing beyond that, because if you always come home to your parents' house and everyone over there knows you as the joker who walks in right after Kriyas HaTorah to catch the candies, it's a little hard for you to show up early for davening, because everyone's going to, they're going to say, come on, we know you. And so on and so forth. He has five tips as to what are the benefits of being Golelim Kom Torah, and maybe next week we'll again revisit this Mishnah to explore it according to the Tiferet Yisrael, because I think those are also beneficial tips for us here at Machon Meir, if not for the Jewish home, at least for the Jewish soul. So I think we'll do this Mishnah again, Bezachem, next week. Now we're out of time.